Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Morning, Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Thanks again to Alonzo Mourning for stopping by the show. That'll be up for you on the Tobin and Leroy podcast. There for you later on. We got some heat tickets coming up in 10 minutes. I am going to do Pat Riley trivia so you guys can win. I got two pairs, Marcos?
Two pairs
of Heat Magic tickets for opening night. All right? So keep on listening. We got that coming up for you. That is what we got going on. Man, these political texts are out of hand.
Political
nonstop. I'm getting hounded all day, dude. Vote for this guy. And by the way, it's like commissioners. I don't know you. You know what else happened? Yeah. I opened up my mailbox the other day, and like they got these city commissioner seats that are like really hotly contested. And this guy's like, vote for, you know, Joe Schmo. And then it's like, Joe Schmo is corrupted. I'm like, how is he corrupted? He's like going for a city hall seat already?
You know.
Starts early.
Joe.
Starts early, dude.
I did have a commissioner, city commissioner, something like that, totally going to get my vote because his uncle was the one knocking on people's door, handing out. He said, can you vote for my nephew, please? And I said, you know what? I will.
That's not
nice of you.
That was adorable, dude. I'll totally vote for your nephew.
The NBA season tips off tonight. Knicks and Celtics at 7:30. The late game is Timberwolves and Lakers at 10. You guys goosed up for NBA action tonight, or are you going to wait till the Heat start?
Figgy?
I'll probably wait till the Heat start, to be honest. Yeah. I've got some things to do today.
I was going
to
wait for the Heat, but then you brought up a point that Anthony Edwards is probably going to trash talk Bronny if he gets a chance, and I got to see that.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any interest in watching Knicks Celtics. I mean, anytime that's a matchup, I'm like, could I root for the arena to black out on the lights?
They're both lose button by any chance.
Yeah, like I don't root for that. It's kind of like when I got to watch Bills Jets. I'm like, I guess I'm going to root against the Jets. But now, like, look at the Bills. The Bills are skipping willy-nilly right to another division title so far. So it's tough. I can't shake the petty on me. So I might just tune in at 10 and check that out. The Heat open up their season against the Magic. Tip off from the Kaseya Center set for 7:30. Coverage begins at 5:45 with pre-Heat. They will have coverage of the Pat Riley ceremony as he gets the court unveiled. We got a cool week coming up for the Miami Heat. Pat Riley court will be unveiled on Sunday. Dwayne Wade statue will be unveiled. The first game you can go to will be Monday on Tobin's birthday. D-Wade Day on Tobin's birthday. And I will be an old washed 38 years old watching our Michael Jordan get enshrined forever with a beautiful statue. Somehow,
you better work
4 years after Mayor Francis Suarez said he was going to name a street after him. Jeez. And yet, like you want to talk about politicians who don't come through on their promises.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Don't vote
for
him.
Where you at, Francis?
Where is he? He better not be running again. Not without my sign.
I don't know. That's all he seems like he's doing is CrossFit and running. That's all he seems like he does. Runs in races and then just does long distance running. But I tell you what he doesn't do. Put up signs that he says he was going to put up 4 years ago, Francis. Where you at, dude?
That's ridiculous.
I can print one out faster than that. You need me to go with my socket wrench? I'll do it myself.
You can do it. Maybe
I will do
printer.
It myself.
You should do it yourself, hypothetically. Wink.
Anyway. Jimmy Butler's agent Oh. He had some quotes to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald.
All right.
That talked about his extension. We talked a little bit, Zoe, about Jimmy. You know, he's like, because Zoe gave us this great story about Pat Riley getting after him at a practice, and kind of similarly to how he goes after Jimmy Butler, which is what Pat Riley does. You think Pat Riley did that to D Wade? He did it to Tim Hardaway. He did it to Shaq. He did it to Chris Bosh. He did it to LeBron. Basically, everybody but Udonis Haslam that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Goran Dragic has said, Pat Riley said, hey, what the bleep are you doing? We didn't pay you here for this bleep. To Goran.
Wow.
Pat Riley has expectations. But anyway.
Does that mean Udonis is his favorite? Did you just reveal? Like, can we assume?
Well, Udonis said he didn't speak to him for 2 years. He was too scared.
Well, there's that.
Mind you, Udonis Haslam was not the star of the team.
True.
You know, he was always numero uno wingman.
Yeah, for sure.
So this was the report from Anthony says the expectation at this point is that Butler will pass on an extension even if it is offered, according to sources, and then opt out of his current contract and become a free agent next summer. So he asked Bernie Lee, Jimmy Butler's agent, on the record about it. He says, Jimmy is eligible to sign an extension until June 30th. Would he consider that extension if the Heat offers it between now and then? Bernie, this is his quote to Anthony Chang. He says, quote, the gift about sports is, to a large extent, things are absolutes, and there is no need to live in hypotheticals. The absolute is the season at hand and the work that needs to be done. Jimmy went away this summer and prepared himself for the task at hand. I think we all see that. Speculating on what's next is irrelevant and disrespectful to the moment and this group. One of the major things I noticed with Jimmy that has been a foundation of his success has been the creation of process and routine. He's locked into that process and routine and ready to attack this season with the group around him. It's a lot of words for me, dog.
That is semantic samurai if I've ever heard one.
I mean, you want to take a lesson in agent speak, you know, just I don't know when Bernie Lee has a seminar coming on up.
Jesus.
But like, geez Louise.
I am offended that you would ask about the looming extension.
How is it irrelevant? I would like to know. Isn't normally having the future status of a franchise player?
Yeah.
Isn't that not irrelevant? That's typically one of the most relevant things that a franchise wants to know is the star sticking around? Like, it's not irrelevant. Hmm. And to say disrespectful, well, what? Okay. But then also, don't be mad at reports and rumors and speculation all year, because you had the opportunity to go on the record and you went with some hocus pocus dance around the answer, saying it was disrespectful and irrelevant, when it's very clearly not irrelevant. Now, to be fair, Jimmy has said on the record, and he goes, doesn't matter about the contract, I have enough money, nothing I do now is going to get him paid anyway, which is true. He probably needs to be playing a lot of games or get to the conference finals or probably win the Heat a championship to definitely solidify his next long-term deal with the Heat. But I was like, I read that answer and I was like, wait a minute. Two sentences before, Anthony reports, according to sources, that Butler would pass on extension even if offered. And so now you have this chance. All right. Can we just say out loud what it is? No. We're into the process right now. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. That is very, I guess we would have preferred for him to, what, directly address it and be honest? I mean, because the honest truth is, if we're talking about money, if Jimmy Butler outperforms.
You know what I would say, though, dude? Here's what I would say. We're not going to go on the record with that. No comment.
Oh, okay.
This whole thing, it's disrespectful. It's not disrespectful. Is it irrelevant? It's very much not irrelevant.
that seemed to have bothered you.
It's not irrelevant.
All right.
That's like, you can say a lot of things, but Jimmy Butler's long-term future with the Heat, I would not say is an irrelevant thing.
Hmm.
To me, to the franchise, to fans, to the media. It's not irrelevant. And the thing that I get annoyed with is like, all right, then it's going to be like, well, you know, you guys listen to whatever rumors or rumblings are out there. I'm not saying that he's saying that particularly, but we hear this all the time from players. Oh, you guys. Well, all right, here you have a chance. Clear up the air. No. Smoke bomb. That's what he gives you.
Jeez.
He should have just thrown a smoke bomb at Anthony Chang. Guess what? Magic. Houdini. Catch me before I go. Houdini.
Okay, Dua.
Oh, God.
He's got his agent. This is Jimmy Butler's agent, Dua Lipa. We'll take a break. If you guys want to go to opening night, 305-567-0560, Pat Riley trivia. I'm not going to go too much in the well, all right? But I would like to send a legit Heat fan. I don't want to send some Fugazi crank caller to the game. So if you want to go, got two pairs of tickets. 305-567-0560. Only have to get one right and you're going. 305-567-0560. Pat Riley trivia after this. You do the worst Godfather impression. No,
this is good, dude. It's gotten better. It's gotten better.
Yo, give me. You sound like the penguin in HBO.
You gotta put the cotton balls, dude.
I will just find myself doing your terrible Godfather impression randomly throughout the week. By the way, 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored on 560 is always brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. All right, we got a full board here, Margo. So people who want to win some opening night tickets.
Yes, they are here and they are ready.
All right, this is Pat Riley trivia.
Indeed.
I want to send some Heat fans
real
to
Heat fans.
Opening night. So let's get after it. Lazaro, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. Good, good.
Are you a Heat fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's your Pat Riley trivia question. You get this right, you're going to opening night. Sound good?
Good.
All right. What Boston executive did Pat Riley once tell to shut the bleep up and manage his own team?
Ooh.
What Boston executive did Pat Riley once say through a team executive?
Yep.
Blank needs to shut the bleep up and manage his own team.
Mm-hmm.
Lazaro, the floor is yours.
Was it Danny Ainge?
Yes, it was!
Danny Ainge!
Send that man to opening night!
There we go!
Wow. What a great
That's
job
a
by him.
That's a strong start.
Good start. Good
That was
start.
A strong start. All right, Laz is going to opening night. All right, stay on hold, Lazaro. We got to get to other people, see if they can win here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Justin. Justin? How are you?
On top of the world, brother. How you holding up?
I'm good, buddy. All right. You ready for this?
It's inspirational.
Let's get it.
What coach did Pat Riley replace in the 2005-2006 season? What coach did Pat Riley take over for in the 2005-2006 season?
That would be my man, Stan Van Gundy.
It was Stan Van Gundy.
Oh!
I forgot about that Stan.
Okay. All right. Jeez.
All right.
Four Stan.
Congratulations, Justin. You're going to opening night.
Justin! Congrats, bro.
I was going to get real nerdy with it. I was going to go like old school, but then I'm like, do I want to be a jerk? Like, yeah, you want to know my first question?
Let's hear it.
What was the first playoff series Pat Riley won as head coach of the Miami Heat in 1997?
Oh, my God. Marlon, this is not for the tickets, but what was the first playoff series Pat Riley won? Again, not for the tickets.
Man, he left. The show was the Orlando Magic, by the way.
Oh, and of course it's the Magic.
I wanted to give away the tickets, though. I don't want to, like, I don't want to hold on to them.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I was going to get my Danny Ainge question.
Woo! Were they?
Were they? Yeah. It was the first series. It was the first time they won in the playoffs.
Huh. Okay.
3-2. That was when the series was a five-gamer.
What year was he enshrined in the Hall of Fame?
Ooh, that is a good one.
Oh, like that?
2009?
No, that's incorrect.
Am I two over?
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I just wanted.
What?
I'm sorry. I only think of the questions, all right, dude? I don't think. 2008. Yeah.
That was good.
2008 is a Hall of Fame coach. Love that.
All right.
I'm happy with how that went. I'm glad somebody got the tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad real Heat fan.
Are you going tomorrow night?
I am not, unfortunately. But I do have a special video specifically for this show for opening day for the Miami Heat. That's my contribution to opening day. A hype video.
Dade South says, who was the journalist who that drove a wedge between Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler? That's not fair.
Well, that's a question. Journalists have really good access.
What media member made Pat Riley put out a statement recanting his asterisk statement?
Yeah, that's good.
It's not fair.
It's a good question.
It's not fair. It's not
really
fair.
Good.
It's
honestly, I thought you were going to go that way.
Who has the best hair in all of the land?
Pella Larson.
Oh, he's good. Good hair. He's coming for Pat Riley's crown.
Schmeathan says, Tobin hosting a game show must make Marcos furious.
I am sick of everyone else but me hosting game shows.
You host game shows whenever you want.
You took that away from him.
October 30th, Wednesday at the Miami Improv. I will be.
When are you back? Are you back Friday this week?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Friday games. We can make a Friday game show.
Let's do it.
Make a game show for Friday. Yes. You got a couple days to think about it when you're dealing with execs and MILFs. I don't know what you're going to be doing. What events you're hosting.
What are you going through?
Something Q4 and I don't know. People have Q4s. I don't know what that means.
Whatever. Yeah. You think you're pretty little head over it, and we'll play a Frog Boy game.
Yeah, Frog Boy Fridays. This is a great idea. This is good.
Nick T says, trick question. Tobin is a fan with good access, not a journalist.
Whoa!
I would give the tickets to him.
I really can't win with you people. It's ridiculous.
That's good.
Can't win.
What was Pat Riley dressed as in the infamous video of him dancing with Pat Riley?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Dwayne Wade.
What?
What was he dressed as he was dancing with Dwayne Wade on that boat?
Wait,
Oh, he's dressed as a genie.
Genie, you see?
The first one, I was thinking of him at the parade where he was dancing. I was like, is he wearing a polo? Like, why is that an interesting answer to you?
No, it was a genie. I was looking for the genie. Favorite video. Pretty good.
There was another one I wanted to ask Zoe about, but we ran out of time. I decided to go with the fight question as the old question instead of the and instead of this one. But did you ever hear the story of Pat Riley apparently like showing up on a speedboat while Tracy McGrady was getting recruited by Alonzo Mourning at his house? And apparently like Pat Riley showed up with a max contract. How do you turn that down?
Wow.
How do you turn that down?
Speedboat?
On a speedboat?
How do you turn that down, T-Mac?
He knows how to do things.
Man, that's cool.
That's tough.
He made him an offer. He apparently refused.
The first guy to ever refuse Pat Riley.
Very strange. That is on a speed. Pat Riley came up on a tricycle with a verbal commitment. I would be like, yeah, absolutely. The fact that he came on a speedboat with a guaranteed contract, you said no. I mean, look what happened to you. Look what happened to you, T-Mac. You went to the Houston Rockets.
What do you think like anybody ever has the cajones to like say something to Alonzo Mourning in the stands when him and Pat Riley are sitting there? Like, you think any O'Malley or O'Keefe has something slick to say? Or do you think they just get a glare from Alonzo Mourning and they wet their pants?
Yeah, I think it's the
latter.
They
would not do that.
For sure. I mean, he's a very intimidating human being.
Yeah. I told Marcus the story of when I ran into them.
Oh, yes. That's right.
You ran into Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning?
Oh, yes.
Wow, well, where?
Apparently their security ran into them. Jay Fagelman.
I feel like I said this when we were doing Why You Always Lying. And so I was saying hi to one of my friends that was in the little tunnel. And out of nowhere, Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning just start walking towards me and my cousin. And I naturally just froze up because I was in awe of their presence.
Of course.
Who wouldn't be? And I just stood there smiling, and then all the security guards started pushing everyone. Not
ma'am.
Pushing. They were just like moving people out of the way because, you know, the royalty's coming by. And I was already in the corner. My cousin wasn't, and then my cousin kind of fell.
Fell, pushed to the ground because she
wasn't.
Wow. And I, instead of helping her, I was just in awe the whole time.
Yes.
And one then time Pat accident. Riley and Alonzo Mourning came to make sure that she was okay.
That's nice.
Because they are classy gentlemen.
Yes.
One time I accidentally walked into Bill Parcells and Jeff Ireland's box.
Wow.
They did not like that. They gave me death stares.
You're talking about like a like, Dolphin game. You're like a normal, you're there.
I was looking for, I think, the radio booth or whatever, wherever my credential was having me sit.
Yes.
And I walked into one too early because I didn't cover a lot of Dolphins games.
Yeah.
And I walked right into Bill Parcells and Jeff Ireland's box. They felt like, yeah. Like the old turnaround stink eye. I was
wow,
like,
dude,
all right.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, a lot of guys mean here to go 7-9. Sorry.
Okay. Not a lot of winning going on. A
lot of attitude from these two.
Okay. You walked into their booth, dude. That's the war room you walked into. And it's just like, is this really?
It was a war, all right. They declared war on the Dolphin.
Oh, man. They were doing their best, Tobin.
They were sitting there cooking up Pat White. That's what they were doing.
Oh, God. They're there thinking about what they can do to improve the franchise. And Tobin walks in like, is this where the chicken tendies are?
Get him out of here. Revoke that credential.
Get out of here. Send him to the
We'll take a break, give some final thoughts on all things considered, all shenanigans. Congrats. Who are our winners again, Marcos?
That is Lazaro and Justin.
Congrats, boy. Congratulations. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. We'll have more Heat tickets throughout the season. We'll do a Heat trivia throughout the season to give away our tickets. And I'll challenge you next time. I felt like I gave a couple of softballs, but
okay.
You know, we got to we want to send people. We want to you to have the funsies.
You're being nice. You're being nice.
Really nice.
Take a break. Back after this.
I love you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, final segment of the show here with you. If you missed any of the program, we got it for you on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that free in your app store. The great Alonzo Mourning joined us earlier today. And talked about 20 minutes with him about Pat Riley, Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware, Jimmy Buckets, A lot of great stuff with the legend Alonzo Mourning. So if you guys want to catch that on the podcast, we will have that for you. Leroy will be back tomorrow. We're wishing him well. He was getting a little bit of a thing done today, and so we're wishing our boy well on some health. He was with us for the first 2 hours of the show.
Hungry.
Yeah, they made him fast, so he's gonna be snacking all show tomorrow, I imagine.
Oh
yeah, poor thing.
It's gonna be great.
Even Charles Davis was like, "Oh, fast." See what I did there?
I did. Although it was Ron Pitts.
Yeah, was it?
Well, I don't know. It is odd that they did end up working together. I'm still a little skeptical strange, about that.
Dude. Strange, just dishing off the blame and responsibility to someone else. Classic.
Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you could win to see some football, Heat, Panthers, Inter Miami in the playoffs. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports. And yeah, man, we got exciting times. It's all happening for us. This week we got ourselves the NBA season underway. Tonight gets going at 7:30 with Knicks and Celtics, the late game T-Wolves and Lakers. Panthers back on the ice tonight with Matthew Tkachuk, 6:30 puck drop there. Dolphins will be back on the practice field tomorrow with Tua at the helm as they get ready for the Cardinals, who won last night on Monday Night Football. Do have some injury updates from Miami Heat practice. This is from Ira Winderman's Twitter account. He tweets out, Heat say Josh Richardson likely out on Wednesday with a heel injury, but he is now clear to return from last season's shoulder surgery. And Josh Christopher is dealing with a toe issue. Then Ira tweets out, addressing somewhat of an injury elephant in the room, Tyler Hero says the goal is to be available as much as possible this season. Ira did a really good piece on Tyler Hero talking about he's much more acceptable to the role they're going to have him in this year. He said last year, quote, I was in my feelings a little bit with them wanting me to be a catch and shoot guy. And now he seems much more into it.
Wow. Okay. That's a direct quote. He said that himself.
Yeah.
He told me Bob and Weave said someone had a real chooch. So I can't.
No. He really did say that. No, he did. I'll give you the quote. It was
great. Dude.
Where did he say?
I like that. That's accountability right there. That's
he said peeling
back the layers.
Yeah. Here's the quote. He told Ira, I mean, I'm actually a really good catch and shoot player. I didn't know that last season when I was being in my feelings about being a catch and shoot player.
Ooh.
A very good catch and shoot player as well as off the dribble. I think I can do both, which I think is what everybody's asking for in that particular set with the starting unit.
Yeah.
He's such a good 3-point shooter. I know everybody's like, oh, Tyler shoots threes, but I'm telling you that he would be happy if he was at 8.8 last year, which would have been like top 10 in attempts. Dude, if they ended the year and said Tyler Hero led the league, like no one's gonna beat Steph Curry with like 13 attempts, but if he was in double digits, the Heat would not be mad at that with Tyler. And then he's mentioned a little bit with the spacing of having Bam shoot threes. There's a little bit more like the bigs are gonna have to go out, so he's gonna have more ability to get to the rim. They're just trying to fit the puzzle pieces better together. Will it work? We'll see. But they cannot continue to do the same thing. Like, yes, they've run it back, and everybody hates that term. And I get you. Nobody loves moves more than old Tobes. But if you're going to have the same pieces, then you need to figure out how to work it a little bit better. And you have a guy like Eric Spoelstra who had the whole summer to cook in the lab and figure things out and let the reins off of Bam Adebayo to shoot some more. And, you know, Jimmy Butler's not a very selfish star. It's not like he needs the ball in his hands all the time. He'll know those moments when it's takeover time. This is just the way. This is the way. Him with Nico should be a fun one. But, yes, Tyler Hero did say he was in his feelings. The other note from Ira that's important for tomorrow, for those going, the Heat are going to extend halftime for Wednesday night's opener against the Magic by 10 minutes for the ceremony of the court being named for Pat Riley. So obviously it'll be a bit, I imagine, like a jersey retirement, like when they do it for D Wade or UD, if you guys have ever been to that. I would assume it's going to be the same for Pat. And then, of course, D-Wade night is coming up the next Monday. That'll be in against the Detroit Pistons. So we got some fun days coming up here for this this Heat roster. Meanwhile, your Dolphins, let's hope things get fun, because Tua was not having fun yesterday. None of us were having fun yesterday. Tua was upset.
Things were dark.
Tua's sick and tired. He's mentioning death. He's talking about the odds of life. You know, I just want him to. I want him to go out there. I want him to be healthy. You know, this has been a nightmare season so far, and I get it. He's sick of all the stigma, and he's sick of the label. But that, I would just hope that it's not something that consumes him too much, because it's not really going to go anywhere. The only way it goes away is it not happening ever again. That's just the facts of it. I don't think he's ever going to get his wish of, we shouldn't talk about this, we're not going to talk about this. Look, I watched that Monday Night Football game a couple of weeks ago. I was sick of Tua's face. And I love Tua. Somebody who loves his adorable little face. I want to pinch his cheeks. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, they're going to throw in my face play after play after play. There's Tua on the sidelines. Let's talk about his future. There's no debate anymore. He's playing. He wants to play. He is going to play. He doesn't want to be questioned about playing. And I think that's something that, you know, if anybody wants to get into the deep dive of it, you're kind of wasting your time right now. And that's, I think with the record, with him feeling healthy these last 5 weeks, even though he had to sit on the sidelines, I think that all kind of led to a cocktail of him being pretty pissed off yesterday, or feeling like he had to, I don't know, stick up for himself a little bit. And don't forget, this is also a guy who, you know, his first couple of years kind of ate it, you know, went up there and ate all the bad rumors. And then we talked about, he seems a happier guy, a more confident guy. But I do think there's a line between confidence and defiance that, like, he's teetering on right now. And, you know, I think ultimately, look, people's hearts are in the right place, but it is his decision. I just think that he shouldn't get consumed by the idea of, oh, I'm covered differently, I'm covered more. I just think with that, the damage is done. Like, you at that point, you need to know you're one of them guys. You're one of those guys that people are going to cover everything. They're going to cover the extra stuff, not just the quarterbacking stuff. Because I think if anybody's realized anything about his quarterbacking, like, you could say you don't think he's a franchise quarterback, you don't think he's a perfect quarterback. Very clearly, they do not function without him. They are awful without him. They are one of the worst teams in the league without him. And it's not like they were a first prize with him the first couple of weeks, but it was only the first couple of weeks. We've seen that the team, we've seen them function. We've seen Cheetah break records with Tua. And everybody made the points of, nah, can't do it. He can do that with anybody. He can do it with Teddy Bridgewater. He can do that with Brock Purdy. He can do that with anybody. Very clearly not. Because nobody, we've seen four quarterbacks take a crack at it. No one's looked close. We've been sitting here enjoying games like it's Larry Zonka back in the day. Ooh. Carries.
And I don't know if this is a testament to anything, but I saw he was quoted as saying, I don't know, there's no update on Tyler Huntley. You think he's over all these bad quarterbacks he's dealt with? They're like, how's Skyler? Blake McDaniel? He's like, oh my God, who cares? Who cares how anyone is? Just glad Tua's back.
Oh yeah, I think he's so done with everybody. But he's going to have to figure something out next year with the backup situation. That is a, they can't do what they did this year. They were so underprepared. It was crazy. I mean, it literally was like, oh, what's that? That's a broken limb over my house from that tree. It'll be fine. It'll hang. It'll make it through hurricane season. It's like, huh? How could you not see that coming? Yeah. And I guess the blind spot was they thought Skylar Thompson was a lot better than he was. And he wasn't. He was awful. He was god awful.
Just like, how do you not know that, though, man?
I don't know. Well, I think it's a couple things. One, you know, I've heard the reporters say this, that, you know, Tua takes a lot of reps, so I don't think the backups get a lot of reps. Yeah. And then he looks good in preseason. Like, that's the thing. Skyler's a great preseason quarterback. He wings it down the field. Him and Ezukama get you fooled every year. And then they get to the regular season, and it's like, But if they actually have to go up against a real defense and operate the real offense, terrible. So I think that, I guess that's how you can get duped, Marcos. Like, not enough reps, and then you fall for preseason.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I mean, I could think
I
of.
Was tricked. I'm sure to an extent you were tricked, but we don't see him every day. I just feel like if you see it every day, you got to know that, like, I mean, it goes down to the evaluation of talent, and I'm sure there's many, many people Skylar Thompson tricked on the way there, but, like.
Yeah, and then, but this is, yeah, I'm sure Leroy would say this if he was here. It's one thing to do it in a practice you know you can't be touched because yeah. you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's another when Seattle Seahawks can barrage you left and right, and you know that, oh no, this is bad. Oh, he caught me. Like that, I think that's the difference. I don't know how they whiffed so bad on Skylar Thompson. Yeah. You know, the other guys, look, I don't understand why they went with Tim Boyle. We've Ooh. All known Tim Boyle sucks.
Ooh.
He threw the Fail Mary. As soon as they signed him, I'm like, the Fail Mary guy? Really? So, you know, I guess the whole point of it is, you know, they should have either that or you lost faith in Mike White that much, even though he was your backup last year. All of it, and maybe that was just to save a buck here and there. I don't know, man, but it was embarrassing. It turned out to be a complete disaster, and they need a great offensive performance with Tua in the worst way. And I know Leroy tomorrow is going to drill me on just win the game. No. Bull bleep.
No, I agree. But now, being selfish, because I think the same thing. This is a Tua bounce back game. Little Chili Peppers? You think?
Oh, of course.
You think it's going to be that good of a game? Because I think it has potential.
We're taking all the overs. We're doing a parlay. I'm so excited that we got heat parlays coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's all happening for us, baby. That's our show for today. Thanks again to Alonzo Mourning for joining us. And we get ready tomorrow, everybody. We preview a Miami Heat game day. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day, everybody. As Leroy said, the NBA season tips off tonight. Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem.
I'm gonna make you laugh for you. That's better, dude. That's better. That's
you
better.
You were fumbling. We heard nothing.
I'm gonna make you laugh for you,
Luke, I am your uncle.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app